Hello and welcome to the Basement Beards Podcast. My name's Red Talkies, but you can call me Craig. Today I'm joined by Doink.
What up?
Grilled Sandwich.
Has he been recording?
And Craig.
Gee, that's my name. I'm Craig.
And now I take my hat off and pass it on to you.
This isn't how things go. This isn't how the game starts. You're playing on
I'm a Basement Beards
Plus. Yeah.
You paid extra for this.
Hey,
tier.
You know what? We're keeping it in.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mike and the Basement Beard.
Hi, everybody.
No one answered the goddamn question if this is recording.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Craig has been recording.
Craig's been recording since you came
Welcome,
in.
Welcome, Craig.
Double Craig.
Hey, double me. Yeah, double Craig, double dare you. Welcome, everybody, the Basement Beards Podcast. Mike was nice enough to introduce everybody by our wrong names.
I'm Craig.
So we're all Craig today. We're the same voice as you. Yeah,
you
anybody can
change your name to Craig and you let us know, you'll get a coupon for $25 off Christie's Pizza.
Yeah, if you want. With your permission. Yeah, we're here to talk about a little bit of stuff because, you know, we haven't talked a little bit because last time I tried to record, there was a little bit of audio quality issues, meaning the podcast just got destroyed and lost and I gave up all hope. But we're back now and it should work just fine.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you so much for you doing that in my ear.
You're welcome.
I let out a big one earlier while we were recording, so it was fine. Boys, you know what? That burp sets us on the right trajectory on what we need to talk about first. Starlight Coke.
Bad.
I want to know. Bad. Okay.
It's not
Hold
that
on.
Bad.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Complete opposite of what you just said. I'm going to tell you what. I think both of them, zero and regular, taste bad.
I think all Coke tastes bad. I don't know why I thought this one would be good.
Bullshit. Coke is good.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not. Coke over ice. Best.
Coke over rice?
What? Don't judge me.
Are you cooking the rice?
Yeah, you have to, right?
No.
You can't just eat hard rice.
Is it hot rice?
No, it's hard rice.
What?
What, you guys tell me you've never put rice in a rice cooker?
I need to come into this.
Rice, rice in the rice cooker with Coke as the liquid to get it all soft. You changed the game on that one.
Rice
that's
a cookie.
Sticky rice.
Rice a cookie, the Atlantean treat. Look, I don't like what you've said or suggested, and the fact that we're still talking about it, I think is making my stomach turn over.
Yeah.
Like, so do it a couple more times and my engine will really rev up and I'll get on out of here.
It's not a Fast and Furious podcast, okay? Don't get crazy.
Could be. You guys watching F1? I am.
Don't.
Is that on the list?
Wait, F1. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so my social feed shows something about some like fire and some missile strikes going on
over
there.
Yeah.
Missile strikes?
Okay, so check this out. It's okay, so everybody knows that the people love money, right? Especially the people that run very large, expensive motorsports events. And what's a country that has money? Saudi Arabia. And why do they have money? Oh, they make all that oil. And you know who loves to have oil? Everyone in that region. So guess what? They have some... rebels from Yemen, I think, backed by Iran, fighting in Saudi Arabia. And the Formula One race this last weekend, well, that was in Jeddah. And that's a town that has an oil production plant 10 kilometers away from the racetrack. And in the middle of one of the practice days, a missile came and blew up the factory. And you could see the fire and the smoke from the racetrack. And everyone went, should we still be here? And they said, think about how difficult it will be to leave the country if we don't do this race. And they went, okay, well, hold on a second. Maybe we should do the race. And then afterwards, they said, don't worry. They have wars like this all the time. Even though we're from the Western world, where we're not used to cruise missile strikes within 10 kilometers of our racetracks, these people are honorable and will not commit crimes of war and attack civilians. They will only attack military targets. so we will be safe.
So weird. That's so strange.
Now, I watched the F1 race from Iron Man 2 recently. Also very similar to what you just described, only there was not a dude with a whip. A lightning whip, so.
How do you know? I didn't talk about him. We were only talking about the missile.
Well, he was on the track, so I think you would have seen it.
Well, we're on track to get to him if you let me get around this turn.
I gotta go make a pizza. I'm hungry.
Don't leave. Don't leave. Gotta go. Don't leave. Craig gets mad if you leave. Just walk away from your computer.
I was drinking some water and I almost choked.
Craig will destroy you.
You know what? Fucking love your jokes.
Speaking of jokes, we saw that one.
Okay, it was okay. We saw a porno that just so happened to be.
X is pretty funny.
No.
Okay.
Not really.
You tell me it's not funny when a man says, "I'm worried my wife fell and broke her hip," and then 45 minutes later she flies out the screen door and goes, "My hip's broken."
My hips, bro. No, because it was all foreshadowed from the
beginning. You don't think it's funny when a man says, "I can't fuck you, darling. My heart'll give out," and then a girl makes a noise and he goes, "Oh."
Mike, when you describe it, it's funny.
Yeah. During the moment, I was movies. Just like,
"Look, old movies, old people. That's just a realistic event for them.
That's true.
Their checker's not too good to get their pecker revving."
The real horror of life is age, I guess.
It's age, yes.
And also driving without a seatbelt.
Well, back in the 70s, they didn't have seatbelts except if you were in the front seat.
I did say driving.
Oh.
Anyways, Dustin.
Hey, yeah. I had an idea, boys and girls. To go see, do a double feature. I hadn't done a double feature today. A creature feature times two. And I hadn't done that in years. It's like if you go to the fucking drive-in, they usually show two movies, whatever.
Hold on, describe a drive-in.
Car, you're in the car or seated in front of your car. Or in the back seat, or in the bed of a truck, and it's pointed at a big screen where a projector will fire a film out with the power of technology, light, and movie magic onto a wall, and you will be able to watch a movie. And there's also notable concessions like nachos and pizza and sweet drink, also a gravel pit.
Thank you. We can continue now.
So I decided to commission the rest of the Basin Boys. I didn't commission them. They were not paid.
No, the opposite, actually.
Yeah, they spent money, which is not my fault. And I since felt bad about it, and now I don't care because we're all adults. Wait, hold on.
Why do you feel bad?
I felt bad because I was the one who said, "Hey, does anybody want to go see these movies?"
Yeah.
And people said, "Yes." But then if I'm the person who decides, "Hey, we should do this," and then people don't like the movie.
Well, that's
then I still feel bad about it.
Think about it like
this. For some ridiculous reason.
I invited you to come bowl with my coworkers, and you
mere
said no.
Mere moments ago.
I'm not going to feel bad about it. I think it'd be better if you were there and I pretended like I didn't know you, and then you hit me with a bowling ball. We did a big old like thing where I could scam them for tens of dollars. But
I don't think it would be a scam because I would get arrested for assault.
No, you could definitely get out of there.
No, I'm not wearing the right shoes.
You pull the badge up. You say, "I'm a medical professional. You have to let me through."
I had to kill this man. I had to bludgeon this man with his bowling ball. It's just right as passage.
He told me the ball return would shove him up my ass. Don't feel bad. I'm glad we went, Dustin. I would spend almost any amount of money to have a Saturday with the boys watching women get their titties out, and then also sitting next to a poster of a real estate agent and trying to convince you to order a very expensive bucket of popcorn.
Look, we went and saw X, which is the new A24 film. It is what I called a poorly made homage. No, it wasn't poor. I had a good time with it. It was an homage to 70s horror, where concept is people are trying to go film a indie porno film in... Oh, my phone's just blown up. Sorry.
One of those Samsung Notes?
Yeah. No. So the film is based on a porno. They're trying to do an indie film in the wild wilderness of Texas on this old ranch, and the group rents out an old old slave quarters or whatever is what they said.
Civil War soldier hut.
Yeah,
like it was housing for
for slave quarters. And two ancient-looking old folk, a husband and a wife, live there. And then the trailer gives it away. They just start killing these people. Now, I was excited because, just like Mike said, I just want to see,
you want to see a skin flick. Some nipples with four to eight people.
You porn. Pornhub?
Yes, I know. I've heard of all these. I use them all the time. But Britney Snow isn't naked. I've never seen Britney Snow before.
You also can't use those things with a crowd.
I mean, you can if you will get arrested. Yeah, you can pull your pecker out. It is against the law.
No, you pulled your pecker out the movie theater.
No, I tried to pull my pecker out in the movie theater bathroom where it's allowed. I was by myself.
Did you fail?
There's no way you were alone in that bathroom.
I was not alone. I was in a stall.
Okay. So you exposed yourself around other people.
I didn't. No. I exposed myself to a toilet and the three pieces of wood and the floor and my pants, because I can't pull my pecker out fast enough when I have to pee. And I piss. I'll get a little piss on them.
I really appreciate
if you work with Dustin. Yeah, if you work with Dustin, please know you should never see a film with him unless you want to enjoy a little show after the show.
me pulling my pants up to my nipples so you can't see that I've got some piss stain on my pants, because I'm literally... Look, it's hard, okay? My penis was not hard. Why are we talking about this?
Why are we discussing this?
Why are we not talking more about it, right, Carl?
Actually, I like this. I'm letting y'all fire. This is good. This is content.
I subscribe it. Anyway, I thought the movie was funny. It was fun. It didn't like throw anything weird at me that I wasn't expecting.
Most except the for the shot and the mother too.
Wait, what happened?
Was the father the mother too, and like a weird psycho-esque thing where the killer secretly acting like his own mother?
Nick, you weren't there.
Right. I did not go to a porno movie.
No. It was just an old couple.
So why'd they want to kill a bunch of porno people?
Because the old lady was horny and she can't fuck anymore because she's too old, and she's like, I'm ugly and old now, and I'm jealous of the youth of today, and my husband won't fuck me because his heart's too bad.
Yeah, but he loves her. He'd do anything for her.
He's like, I love you, but you damn bohemians are going to tempt my wife again and make me feel like I'm not a man.
Yeah.
With your damn skin flicks.
It was a dumb fucking movie. Okay.
Come to find out, too, it's also the actress. It's a
sequel. It's a sequel. It's a post-quel.
But the actress that played the main character pretty much of the movie, the one who's the final girl is what they would call them if you're watching if you're a horror aficionado.
If you're a whore.
Yeah. She also played the old lady in the movie with just really heavy prosthetics and makeup.
That's weird and cheaping out on casting.
Well, it's because she's going to play in the okay, so Nick, post-credit scene is a full-on trailer for the movie Pearl. Pearl is the name of the old woman. This is a movie taking place in the 1800s when the old lady was a young child. Well, young woman. She's not a child. And so as a result...
This would make Pearl like 90-something,
she's
right?
90-something. Yeah, she's fucking decrepit. We roughly did the math and we're like, oh, that old man fought in like World War II and Korea. It's the only way the timing kind of lines up.
Yep.
But But no, so by having the same actress play both, now they've already got their lead actress for a sequel, mm-hmm. which they I think they've already filmed or have mostly filmed.
Yeah, the sequel prequel looks funny. Like, it looks very over the top.
Yeah, they crank a car up.
it was fine. I enjoyed it from what I saw of it. The porno parts were fine, and I actually expected there to be a lot more sex, being that it was a porno. You know what I didn't like?
All the dicks.
No, the cucking of the film guy. Like, literally, the director just mm-hmm. getting cucked real hard. Like, the movie transition was really weird in making it, like, there's this whole expose in the film, not expose, but like a freedom of your sexuality thing and not being oppressed and stuff within the movie, to where this girl just the director's girlfriend just takes a 180 and it's like, I want to be in the movie and get fucked by this random black guy I've never met, and which is fine. This dude can go all night. he fucks continuously in the movie, and he's like, that's just what I'm here to do. And the director is like, no, wait, no, you can't be in my movie. And then they pretty much just say, screw you and what you want.
She's like, do you think it upset him? And
yeah.
But he's dead by that point, and yeah. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, and he weeps in the shower like a victim of assault. And it's just really... I was cringy. I didn't like that part of the movie.
Did you see too much of yourself in him?
Yeah, I had that situation happening before. The exact moment.
You were making a porno?
No, I cried in the shower.
I can't shower all the time.
Okay. I don't know. I liked it. What did you guys think? I thought it was fine.
I thought it was bad.
Carl, your thoughts?
No, he got it. That was perfect. Thanks.
I've seen worse horror movies with you, Dustin, in the theater. So.
Oh wait, okay. Name one.
The Devil's Third, or whatever the fuck that the third one of those movies was.
Oh, the third Devil's Rejects, the third one. That movie did suck.
That movie was fucking trash.
Awful.
The only good thing about that movie is it convinced me to watch the first two, and those were good.
Yeah, those are great movies. Good movies. Well, I wouldn't say they're great. They're good. They're fun.
Yeah, they're good movies. Okay. I like they get shot at them. Everyone has a good time.
Yeah. Take a shot. They should have died. They don't die. They make another movie. It's
they
fine.
Make some more movies. They wait long enough for the actor that plays the best character to die because uh-huh. they're idiots. Morons.
Now he's making the Munsters movie. That'll be fun.
The dead guy?
No, right. Yeah, he plays one of the corpses.
Oh, no.
Sid Haig, yeah, he plays a head in a jar. No, he doesn't. No, Rob Zombie is directing the new Munsters movie. Oh. Yeah, no. John Bondovis.
John Bendover.
We're not watching X again.
And we never will. Anyways, what do we watch after X?
Well, we decided to see an anime film. Subs, not dubs.
Cartoons for kids?
That's right. Grown-ass adults went to go see an anime movie in the theater, and it was Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
There were a lot of people in the theater.
Yeah, anime movie big.
Well, I mean, you make it seem like there are a bunch of children watching this show. There were not a lot of children watching that show.
There were more people for Jujutsu than there were for X.
True. Although, I think when we went to go see the My Hero movie, there was a fuck ton of people in there.
Well, yeah, My Hero is more popular, but...
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, yeah, so Jujutsu Kaisen, it's a manga series that could adapt to an anime. Kind of big. People say it's moving up. Like, it's one of those talked about shonen animes at the moment. But it's not, like, a part of the Big Three, even though the Big Three doesn't even exist anymore.
They've been eliminated from the world. That's terrifying.
Well, Bleach is over. So, and Naruto, respectfully, is over. So it was Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece. So now it's still One Piece, but now you have like One Piece, Black Clover, And I guess, Dragon Ball Super is up there too, but it doesn't have the same amount of sales as any of those two. Anyway, Mike and I are big fans of Studio MAPPA, because they've been doing a good job of, well, one, they're bringing out Chainsaw Man, which is going to be mm-hmm. great.
It's going to be great.
And they did the final two seasons of Attack on Titan, which visually have been really good, except for the CG sections of it, which are fine. But Mike just decided, since I decided to binge read the manga for Jujutsu Kaisen, that he would do it. And you, Mike, you finished it what, in like three a week? Days? Not even 3 days?
No spoilers. God damn it.
We're well, not.
So
I'm just
I found out, this movie, it's an anime movie, right? And yeah. I was like, oh, well, then I should read the manga so I know what's happening in the anime. And then it turned out this is a prequel movie we saw. It's Jujutsu Kaisen mm-hmm. Zero.
Yeah.
So it takes place in the past.
A year before the manga.
It turns out I didn't need to read all the manga, but then I did anyways.
But see, now you're ready for when the anime second season starts.
That's right.
And you're like, oh, this is the good shit.
I could do the Dustin technique of waiting for all the episodes to come out and then watch the highlight reels on YouTube.
Correct. Which, they talk way too much.
I'm going to say, it might be the correct way to handle this show.
he doesn't like it.
No, I'm not going to say I don't like it. Because, well, yes, I would have still read the whole thing if I didn't like it. Look at Kingdom Hearts. I will say that I have some issues with it that I think are mostly the problem of the fact that I came to it after going to Chainsaw Man. And Chainsaw Man holds a special place in my heart. And this feels very similar to Chainsaw Man in a lot of ways, and it makes me
not as ridiculous.
No, that's the thing. It's like it's Chainsaw Man, but if Chainsaw Man played everything straight, but then also we're like, we have insta-kill attacks. If you get touched by this, you're just automatically lose. It's like, okay, this is chapter 30. How are we gonna keep this? How are we gonna power creep past this? And the answer is by going, people who don't know what they're doing don't have insta-kills anymore. And that's maybe the coolest fight in the manga so far. So give me more of that, please. What a great fucking power that guy has.
I really enjoy the manga, and I thought the anime was good. The anime film was cool. I had only read half of the manga of the prequel, so I was pleasantly surprised at the end. Visually, I thought the fights were really cool, and I really enjoyed it. Carl, being a person who knows nothing about either one of those two things, did you like it?
Yeah, I had no idea what the fuck was going on the entire time, but it was some pretty good-looking artwork, and I appreciate staring at the screen for the hour and a half that I was there.
Yeah. Nick, what about you? What did you think? Oh my God.
I don't believe in movies. Did you just make a fucking weird noise because you thought I wasn't here, you bitch?
Yeah, well, I saw on Discord you were muted, so I thought maybe
you
would have to
do your
pizza.
Well, yeah, because I don't want you to hear that I'm eating chips, pizza. You fuck.
Well,
no, I'm not making pizza. I don't want to be rude to the... I was a joke. Just like this movie was a joke. Also, I'm kidding. It was a good movie.
God,
it made me interested in the fucking anime, probably. I mean, I might watch it. Who knows?
I think you should watch it. I think it would be good. Or read the manga. It's good.
I don't know. I kind of want to watch the fucking anime of One Piece, but I don't know where to fucking start. Where it gets
yo,
a
yo,
cool
yo,
fight.
Yo.
But hey, it's okay.
You want you? I'll tell you right now.
You should start with the whale, Laboon.
No,
I watched up to the whale, and the whale is just sadness.
That's why you should start there.
And get ready. There's a lot more sadness. Nick, if you're serious about.
I want to see cool ass fights in anime.
Then you need to.
You just want to jump on that One Piece train so hard, and I'm derailing it. And I'm not sorry about that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead and tell me about the movie that you enjoyed.
No, I like Jujutsu Kaisen, and it was cool fights, and also a panda. I'm curious about the fucking panda. So now continue on about One Piece.
No, I'm just saying if you want to get into the cool fights, where Mike and I are at in the anime right now is the best arc of the ones
what
that we've
arc are
seen.
You into?
We're at the Water 7. /. We're going to be going Water 7 into
Enies
Lobby.
Right after Alabasta.
Yes. No.
There's some stuff in between. No, because all the Sky stuff's in between.
Yeah, Skypiea is fine. It's fine.
Skypiea is fine, but mostly, I wouldn't say it's fine because of the cool fights. It's mostly fine because of the just,
well,
Luffy shows up first, and you get the whole thing there with that, and it's like, oh, that's pretty fun.
You get to experience one of the most powerful Devil Fruit users in the world encountering the one thing that it is weak against, and that being Luffy, which is fucking weird.
Are we talking about One Piece spoilers?
No, because Skypiea dude, Lightning Guy is Logia user.
Nick doesn't know what his powers are.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you skip that because we got to go to this because this is where the good shit happens. This is where everybody gets their power up. Is this season?
Yeah, arc. Usopp quits the crew. Nick, imagine an entire arc where the buildup is no one can defeat this man. He's a being of pure lightning. And then he meets the rubber guy, and you go, hey, he shouldn't work on the rubber guy. And then the anime goes, hey, you don't work on the rubber guy. And it's pretty good. And then they have to then come up with a reason for them to still have a big fight. But it was pretty good for a while.
He rings that bell, and it's fucking awesome.
It's still pretty good when Luffy just shows up, and he's like, uh-oh, I can't win. Yeah. I'm going to go to the moon.
Yeah. That's a good arc, but where we are right now with Water 7,
it's the same.
Yeah, the going Mary burnt down. Well, is dead. Anyway, that we get a new character that joins the crew, and you also get to do the NES lobby stuff where you find out about Robin, which is great. And everybody gets a power up, and it's awesome. And that is one of the best arcs in the whole thing of One Piece. Most feels, big feels. Yeah, so where's that? I think that's episode 130-something. 135, 136.
700 fucking episodes.
No, it's got 1,000 episodes now.
Yeah. And eventually they go to Japan, I think, based on some pictures I saw.
They've been in Wano for the last, like, 2 years. Or a year. 2 years. Which is pretty much Japan. 4 years. Dirty knees. Yeah, that's it. We watched some movies. Definitely, if we're going to do One Piece, we could talk about One Piece. But that's a television show, which gives us a good transition.
3 years to watch One Piece.
That's what I'm telling you.
You just need one weekend.
Read it. Just read it.
I don't have 12 years to read something. I can't read.
Nick, the best fight in One Piece is when the Foxy Pirates show up and they say, we're going to have some competition, and if we win, we take your pirate crew.
We're not doing it.
And then you take that and you tell everyone in your game that they're going to fight the Foxy Pirates in your Salt Marsh D&D game, and then it turns out they're not. But you want to make them think that they are, so it's pretty fun.
Nick, just go to the end of the first, like, before the time skip, watch the Marineford arc.
There's a time skip, spoilers.
There's a 2 years time skip, and then go to the time skip stuff. It's pretty good. We're going to switch to a different show, something that one of us, two of us, all three four of us are familiar with now. We're going to talk about Dynamite. Getting lost with Carl. We're going to talk about getting lost with Carl.
Carl,
you're on. Hey, it's your boy Carl. Hi.
Oh, it's my segment. What up?
Sorry, Carl. I have to add a little thing. Mike, don't fucking spoil anything when we talk about Lost. God damn it. Okay, sorry. Okay, I just had to get that in. Now, Carl, go ahead. Sorry.
So, gang, we got why? So we all been watching Lost. So this is one of the greatest shows ever made. I think. And it's really good. There's a bunch of sand involved and a bunch of people involved, and it's wonderful. All right.
Sawyer sucks.
I didn't write anything down. I didn't have a script, but no one gave me a script before we started, guys.
Yeah, where's my script?
Well, we did. We had a little bit of script. It's a little letter I wrote.
I don't freestyle great.
Oh. No, you did. Shit. You get a CTE or whatever it is. Don't murder your family. Anyway, so
please.
Please. We watched Lost. We've been watching Lost. We're on
season three.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I personally have been loving this experience going through Lost with Carl and Nick.
I don't believe you at all.
That it is some of the happiest times I have is sitting on here and watching Lost with you guys.
Fucking liar.
It is true. It is. I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. We riff on Lost so hard, and you hate many of the characters in the show so much that it's very funny to listen to you. I feel bad sometimes.
I hate the show. I hate certain characters in the fucking show that just suck.
Baxter.
What? What did I just say about no fucking spoilers, you bitch?
Yeah. Why are you spoiling?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk about his second form when Sawyer evolves into God mode.
Fuck Sawyer so hard. The three best characters are Vincent, Rose, and who's Rose? Is it Rose? I don't fucking remember her name.
Rose and Bernard.
Yeah,
Bernard and Vincent, three characters we haven't seen all season. All
right, the three worst characters:
Sawyer, Charlie, and fucking Jack.
Uh oh.
I cannot believe you're saying Jack is a bad guy, is a bad character.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm saying he's a bad fucking character.
Why don't you like Sawyer?
He's literally like hands down the douchiest fucking character. He has no redeeming qualities. He bangs the hot chick, which is not even like the hot chick. Like, there are so many hot chicks in the show, especially Rose. I'm just saying. And then, like, I don't know. He's just a dickhead about everything. And he's got always these little fucking comments that he makes about fucking everybody, from fucking Hurley to anybody. He just makes little, like, snarky fucking remarks. And then he, like, smirks to himself about how shitty he fucking is. And then he gets, like, the hot girl. Like, no, fuck out of here. This dude's a dickhead.
He is the most dickheadery. He is the hot guy in the show.
No, he's not. The whole fucking island is full of goddamn, like, models.
Not anymore.
I miss Mr. Echo. Why would you say, bring up one of the best characters not dead?
Echo is the best character.
He wasn't on your top three.
Right, because he's dead.
Yeah, he doesn't mention people who are dead.
Top three living characters right now.
Oh, boy. I look forward to your list in a couple seasons.
God damn it!
I don't even give a shit.
It's the same. No one's going to try.
No one's going to die.
It's all purgatory.
And yes, we know the spoiler of the show.
I don't.
Of them being... Well, Nick doesn't. Most don't of the world... It. No,
genuinely don't know. I did not give my
the ending of the show. So anyway, it's the journey that I like.
Yeah, I know nothing about the fucking end of Lost, and that's because I've just not given a shit about Lost.
Yes.
Until now.
And it's great. No, I was just going to say it's great. Season one is probably like the best Lost you're going to get, and then if you haven't fell in love by the end of three, you're probably going to have a bad time going into four, and
like, I'm on this train. If it derails, like, that's fine, but, like, we're on this fucking train to see how bad it's going to fucking be. So
I'm
invested one way or another.
For most of us to do together, which is what I like. That's the main thing. And if we can, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000 it's better to just say MST3K, but like, just kind of shoot the shit and riff on it, that makes it even better. But I do feel bad sometimes when we shit on it really hard. Like, not shitting on it, but like, somebody says something that's important and then we're just like, here comes joke number 12 or 13 or comment, whatever, because I know that Carl really likes it, and so, but he's not like me, where if I was to watch one of my favorite shows with you guys and you riffed on it, I would get fucking
you
pissed.
Would yell a lot and be like,
I would get really, really, really mad.
Spawn is a good quality goddamn movie if you have not seen it so far.
It's not talking about Spawn. You could riff on Spawn. Wait, did you say stop not talking about Spawn?
Only talk about Spawn?
Yes, if you guys were talking shit about Spawn, I wouldn't have got pissed. But you were talking about fucking the Brandon Sanderson book or whatever.
Well, okay, hold on. What if we were talking about Spawn like this and we're like,
yeah, yeah, I can still hear it. No, like, if I wanted to watch Angel with you guys and you guys just fucking tore into it, I wouldn't be able to handle it because I am not a grown adult.
Before watching Angel?
Nah, I'll just tell you what happens. No.
No, you absolutely have to watch all of Buffy. You have to watch all of Buffy and Charmed.
Charmed is not a part of the Buffyverse.
Yeah, but it's better than Angel.
You are fucking. You are wrong. Yeah. You are incorrect.
So that's what happens when you watch Lost.
Well, see, it's not a part of the Buffyverse, fuckers. It's not even part of the Whedonverse.
Here's the Buffyverse. Wait, it's Buffy. It's Angel. It's Bones. Part of the
Whedonverse? Yes, technically. No, because it's not his product. He just directed it. He didn't create the Avengers.
No, what Justice League is, though.
He did not
create... He didn't create Justice League.
Are you whispering in the middle of our recording?
I can still hear you. Don't scold me. Only Craig gets to scold me.
I'm Craig.
Either way, I'm really enjoying Lost. I love watching Lost.
How's it end?
Don't fucking spoil it.
You're not doing that. I'm asking.
Predictions, guesses. Predictions.
Like this season?
The show.
No, the whole show. At this point in time, out of everything you know from season one up to the midway of season three where we're at now, how is it fucking going to end?
But I know how it ends.
No, but how do you think you get there?
Oh, I have no fucking clue. They just opened up a magic door that had a dad in it.
Yeah, it's a box. Yeah, they did that.
Yeah, they instead were like, you can manifest anything. And so one of our first answers was, why don't they just manifest another? Oh, no, didn't Jack say that or whatever? Or John manifest or
boat.
Yeah, make another submarine.
Yeah,
like, well, I can't do that.
John Locke, what a fuck, Cripple Man.
Benjamin Lyons.
He's pretty cool.
It's like, I hope it's like big enough to make us. John Locke's okay.
Good.
I mean, he's got douchey tendencies, but whatever.
I have a firm belief that John Locke's going to be a bad guy.
Why?
Well, that makes one of us.
Well, sorry, because, bad guy. I also said he's going to be wearing an eye patch because he has a scar across that one eye. And we just met a dude with an eye patch who died from sound waves.
Mikhail.
Not the Transformer. Wait, what was his name?
Mikhail.
He's a Mikhail, Russian. Yeah, he's Russian with the eye patch. And I thought, you know what looked good on John? An eye patch.
Yep.
So, yes, I think John's going to be a bad guy. What?
Does John get a goddamn eye patch later?
Oh, I don't know, but I said, like, he has that scar there on his eye, on his face, so I think an eye patch would be nice on him. I don't know if he gets... Carl?
You know, I can't confirm or deny. I know that they're all going to have a great time on this island, and they're all going to have wonderful memories.
I feel like that's sarcasm.
Lost is a great show. If we all stay put and we all watch it all, the season finale episode, season finale, whatever, we got to do like an in-person watch-a-roo. Because it'll be something special. It'll be nice.
You guys think they're going to leave
finale
the
or the series finale?
Like the series, like season six, we get ending of season. Ending of it all. It's the last episode we're ever going to watch of Lost. Watch it in person, jerk each other off or something.
Also, shit's getting really, 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 really kind of magical in it because what's his name? The Scottish guy can like jump through time and see the future. Yeah. At least he thinks he
can. Desmond?
Yeah,
Desmond. Yes, thank you. Desmond can see Charlie's death, and so he's trying to stop it. But what it really seems like is he's trying to fuck Claire.
Everybody wants that Australian.
Yeah, that fucking gif is so good. Anyway. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
It seemed that and people who were all in the implosion all got a little bit of special abilities. So
who was all in the implosion?
Echo.
John.
It was John
Echo,
and Desmond.
Desmond and Charlie, right?
Charlie, yep. So Charlie's the one in the vision. Desmond's the one seeing the vision. John saw a vision of that he needs to go across the island to save his fucking homies. And that's why he went off in the jungle randomly. And Mr. Echo also had visions, but then the smoke monster ate him.
Yeah, smoke monster grabbed him and killed him.
He grabbed him, killed him.
Yeah, but Echo was like the one who was most dangerously wounded, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like...
He got attacked by the polar bear.
Yeah, after the explosion, a polar bear found him and drugged him into a fucking cave.
What did you just do? Get rid of whatever you just posted. I don't remember this.
Is that like a porta potty?
That's a porta. Is that real?
No, it's a fucking. It's bullshit. That was back.
Oh, it's bullshit. I don't.
The footage from that came from when they got Watch the Shore on the island, and they captured Jin. Remember, like the
I don't remember
the tail section captured Jin and way back in the day. That's what that was from. But I don't know why there was a fucking porta potty. That's CG. Hold on, is that John Locke? What's going on with that?
Oh man, what's going on?
It's the weirdest fucking Lost.
So speaking of Lost, we Nick, Carl, and I stumbled on a show that actually Carl, I think you were the one who posted the trailer for the show.
Yeah, I saw a little trailer for it. Yeah, I saw a trailer for it. Michael was in it, got me interested. But it also says from the producers of Lust.
Yes, and it really turned out it was like one producer and one writer, right?
It's like one guy who produced maybe three episodes in like season four. So
show's called. Yeah, it's got it definitely feels like we're watching Lost. Mysteries. Like it's got mystery. Yeah, it feels like every show that comes out now is just mystery upon mystery upon mystery. Here's a new mystery. It's called From.
It's called Scooby-Doo.
And it's on the Epic channel. And
it's on Epix.
Epix.
With an X.
With an X, yeah. It's a cool whodunit. These people are trapped in a small.
I don't think it's a whodunit.
We find out pretty quickly whodunit.
Okay, hold on though. It is a whodunit because who got them stuck in this town?
Oh,
you know it's gonna be some weird organization called hold on, Horton Dharma, Hutt. Darfa,
Greg.
Dharma and Greg. Fuck you!
God damn it.
these groups of random people. Or families are trapped in this small town that they cannot escape. They end up taking a wrong turn or just following a road. They see a log in the middle of the road, or a tree actually, and then they are stuck in a loop in this little town. And creatures come out at nighttime, disguised as old-timey people, like from different times or whatever, and they fucking eat them. And there's magical little symbols that will protect your house, but if you don't have it on you, they will slowly make their way into your home and eat you.
How biblical.
So far, there is a religious feel to the show.
There's a character, there's a priest. There's literally a priest character.
There was a priest.
There was a priest character.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler. He was killed. He also was there's one thing I think suffers from this show is some of the acting is not good. And
what are you talking about? It's all been quality.
Yeah, that kid all fucking neck. Sucks. Oh yeah, all neck kid. All neck girl.
All neck girl, yeah.
Well, I thought the priest really overacted. I couldn't tell you any of the characters' names.
Walt.
Did you say Walt?
Yeah,
Mike and Walt. Yes, there are those two people here.
Boyd but Stevens.
Anyway, what?
It's Charlie
Jim
and
Matthews.
Oh, you're just throwing out names. Okay, I couldn't tell you who those people are.
Father Catry.
He's dead.
The sheriff, and then there's what Chet or something.
Something like that.
Fuck it, I don't remember the
Jacob. I think there's a Jacob in the show.
Sarah, Tabitha, Julie, Sarah.
There is a Julie.
Christy, Tien Chen Liu, Donna.
Oh,
Alice, Jade,
man, they have a grandpa.
Victor, show. Boy, Trudy, yeah. Nathan, Frank, Patty.
There you go. Now we're gonna put out a little face to name thing and attach some of these.
No more.
You just decide who they are. I'm not doing it. I personally have been really, really, really enjoying it. I think that is not the case for Carl. I could speak on that.
It's fine.
You can just say you don't like it. You can say you don't like it.
No, it's fine. I've seen worse, like, put together shit. The story's a little weird. There's monsters. I'm pretty sure they're Wendigos, but people also online think they're vampires. So I don't really know which way it's going to go. But it's okay. It's like a horror movie, but it's also like a TV show at the same time. So like it's like, oh my god, let's all talk for 15 minutes and then something will eventually happen. It's whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, it does feel like a slow burn kind of show.
That's just the format of it being a TV series, I think. I don't fault it for that. That's just how it comes. And it's fine. It's fine. I enjoy spending my time there watching it.
You know what? If it's not Lost, Carl's not going to like it. And that's all there is to it.
If it's not dang good. If it's not good, I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's true. If it's not a good show, he's not going to like it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's not a wrong statement. You're not incorrect. I think it is worth watching for free. And it's something for us to do together.
Yes.
Because if it's not, you know, watching a movie or watching Lost or watching Kamen Rider, it just changes it up. If you watch one episode a week, it's just good enough to wet your palate and we can talk about something else besides Lost. I would watch
on us also.
There's what?
New episode.
There is.
Yep.
We'll get to it.
Yep.
But yeah, we like it. Mike, if you decide you want to watch something, I think you... I like it.
Okay, hold on. Should
you
I watch
even
From,
ask my opinion on
or
it.
Should I watch Twin Peaks?
Don't watch Twin Peaks.
Okay, I'll say watch Twin Peaks. I think
I've watched
good,
Twin Peaks
I don't...
season 1 and 2, but I haven't watched the movie and I haven't watched season 3.
I mean, season 3, you just get more of...
Yeah.
But it's not as good as the first two seasons, in my opinion.
Why?
Because all the actors are older, and it just feels... just doesn't have the same feel to it. Again, I watched Twin Peaks when it first aired. Well, sorry, no, I didn't.
All right.
No, I didn't. I was a kid when it came out. It was in the 90s. I did watch it, like, when I was 18, though. When we had a Showtime subscription.
Did you wait until you were 18 to watch it? That's weird.
Yeah, well, we just didn't watch it. I just didn't watch TV. And it was off TV. I don't know. I've seen it.
For someone who doesn't watch a lot of TV, you watched a lot of TV.
I watch a lot of pay-per-view TV, not cable.
Oh my god, WrestleMania?
Premium live events, please.
Premium, yeah, thank you. Sports entertainment.
That
good transition.
Someone is entertained by that.
Check out From if you like mysteries.
By the way, I don't mind the show. At this point, we're 8 episodes into it, so now I have to feel like we have to finish it, figure out how the fuck they're gonna end it. But that's just my opinion. No one asked me of it, so you guys suck.
Sorry, Nick. I wanted to hear like I really like it. Carl doesn't like it, and so I know you kind of fall right in the middle.
Wow. Okay. So my opinion is invalidated.
Like it.
I'm just glad Walt and Michael fucking got on the boat and left Lost to join this fucking the communal town home.
Yeah, it's nice.
Sorry. Okay. Now, wrestling. Wrestling is great.
Are we talking about wrestling? Is that what we're doing,
fucking
dude?
No.
Hold on.
I don't know. You're the one who yelled at me that we were having such a good transition. I don't know.
It is a good transition. I think sports entertainment, the first thing we should talk about, because that's what everybody's talking about right now. And I said I wouldn't talk about it. Then Mike put it on the list.
What?
We should probably talk about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock in the face. And
why?
Then yelling
why?
Who gives a fuck? Why?
Okay. I'm just exactly. That's my response to it.
Guys, we gotta stay with the trends. If not, we'll never get traffic generation, and we'll never be
fuck traffic.
Justin, that happened
traffic
3
sucks.
Months ago. Why would you bring?
No,
it
that's
up?
What people are. That's what people are gonna say when I put the podcast up 3 months from now. Is what you're saying?
We finally get to the Will Smith thing.
No. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna download this, not edit it at all, give it to you soon, and then just put Will Smith slap Chris Rock podcast. That's it. Not even baser beards. Just put that up.
We'll get so many views. I'll be rich.
Dude, big views. So, yeah. That happened. Some dude slapped somebody in the face. Was it real? Was it not? I don't care. Do you like Will Smith? He was in Wild Wild West, so you shouldn't like him that much.
What is wrong with the Wild Wild West? Jesus.
I don't think anyone has ever...
Freaks.
Wait, I'm very confused that I think you were trying to defend Wild Wild West.
Yeah, what's wrong with Wild Wild West?
It's a bad movie.
It's not a great movie. Should it win an Oscar? Of course not. Is it just a fucking, you turn off your brain and you hear Will Smith rapping about Wild Wild West and there's a gigantic fucking spider machine? Like, it's good for just, you can't say that Fast and Furious is great and not think that Wild Wild West is okay.
No one has ever defended Wild Wild West like you just did.
Yeah, I don't understand the hate of Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West
is fine.
I think we should watch Wild Wild West.
It's fucking bad, and we're going to riff on it hard, but it's just an enjoyable piece of bullshittery. I'm down to watch it.
You feel the same about Wild Wild West, Mike?
Yeah, I'll get my opinion all over this fucking room. The Wild West movie is great. You remember that necklace? They had those little magnetic necklaces. That was tits. And then they also had that fucking spider. You shitting me?
How do you want to talk shit about spider?
Wild Wild West? Come on.
Yeah. Man.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen.
You don't know what fun
is. I didn't say that. I've seen many bad movies.
I feel like me and Carl feel the same about, like, Marvel movies. And then Dustin just fucking hates them. That's great.
No. But Marvel movies are bad, though, so. Like,
yeah, you hate Cape.
I hate the Cape shit. I hate it.
No, you love Green Lantern.
Not fucking true. I love Cape shit.
You're the biggest Cape man I've ever seen.
You just fucking, you hate Marvel.
Yeah, I don't hate Marvel. I just like,
you
don't
like, you just like, it. Yeah.
You don't like any movies that are shot in a well-lit environment.
Give me more of that. God,
you are really true. You are right. I do love movies that I can hardly fucking see. That's why I can make them sound like they're good. I can't fucking see it, so it must have been good. I was confused the whole time. Maybe I'm just not the best person to describe films. Maybe I'm the bad guy here. I'm a bad guy. Oh, no.
Not anyway. You write your own movie reviews, you could be the best guy. It's all right.
There's only one best. So we talked about that. Do we want to? We haven't talked about wrestling in a long time.
You want to just do a wrestling podcast?
Well, we do. We did record one wrestling podcast. All I will say is, right now, I think wrestling is just as good as it was 6 months ago.
What?
Because I think that was the last time we recorded about podcast.
Are you
about wrestling
fucking
stuff.
High?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah, but what?
Cody Rhodes back WWE.
Cody Rhodes can fuck off. Jesus Christ, I'm so tired of hearing about Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes can go his own fucking way. Who gives a flying fuck all? He has a fucking goddamn neck tattoo. That shit is forever. Wherever he goes, he'll just have the neck tattoo. What the fuck? Who gives a shit? And then all the comments that he made about AEW and WWE are so fucking dated. Cody Rhodes can suck a gigantic dick. I'm sorry. I'm so tired of hearing about Cody Rhodes. He doesn't actually need to suck a dick. Cody Rhodes is fine. I'm just so fed up with hearing about his fucking...
Is he going to WWE? He may go to WWE. When's he going to debut?
Who gives a flying fuck anymore? Jesus, it's wrestling. Fuck off. Sorry.
And that's been your minute in the Impact Zone.
Get out of here, Carl.
Easy. Easy enough. That's all we need to talk about wrestling. It gets us heated.
Wrestling's fine. John Moxley and Bryan Danielson are a fucking tag team. That's fucking great.
I'm excited for the Ring of Connor.
Who the hell is Connor? McGregor, never mind. Kid?
I think it's that kid in the Terminator movies.
Alright, I'm pretty sure that's Will Smith.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Welcome to Earth.
No, Earth.
Hey, speaking of things that are scripted and seem more dangerous than they really are, but if you know the truth behind how they work, they're still a big appreciation, but it's a different kind of appreciation. Did you guys know Dustin believes all magicians are real cover-ups for wizards and witches that exist among us, and he will never not see a magic trick and believe that this person is capable of stealing his soul or his shoes?
That's That's not true.
No, that is true. We discovered this fact. We were watching magicians do magic tricks with one of monkeys, and then Dustin revealed to us the true secret in that he has an even more aggressive reaction to the magicians than the apes do. We proceeded to spend probably 30 to 45 minutes watching YouTube clips of a television show in which people go on in front of stage in front of Penn and Teller and do a magic trick, and they say, "Is this how you do it?" And they go, "No." And they go, "All right, you win a prize." And Dustin would go, "Well, how did he do it?" And then we would look up a fucking 15-minute YouTube tutorials from some Russians who'd be like, "He put the salt in his shoe beforehand."
Like, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, motherfucker. You joke. You joke now. But wizards do exist, okay? Magic is not something to toy around with, okay? And I just...
Evil Knievel, or fucking, what the hell is his name? Houdini is like a 10th level sorcerer. You fucking
Houdini got punched in the stomach and died.
It's true, he's fucking an American.
Wizards and sorcerers can't take melee damage.
That's right, they have a low hit. They're
low concept.
Hit die. Low hit die. Small hit die. Look, I don't like magic, okay? I don't like it.
You tell me David Blaine fucking approaches you on the street, you ain't gonna just...
I'm gonna say, get away from me, witch. Get the fuck away from me, witch. Get out of here.
Wow.
Like, you were okay with the Salem witch trials when they fucking made a penny disappear?
Those lying whores.
Alright.
No, I'm kidding. Whoa! I mean it. Look. My brain doesn't understand magic, okay? I'm not awakened.
Is it scary?
Their techniques. No, not really. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't.
Yes, it fucking does. Response of not really.
No.
So it definitely
scares
you a little bit.
Well, it's concerning, okay? A man should not have that much salt on him. It's not natural. Okay, that guy is gonna get heart disease and die. That dude was pouring salt out from everywhere. Ow!
We literally watched the video showing out.
No, that's just
what they want you to believe.
That's a global elite just trying to tell you that this is how it is. That, you know, it's just like they say about the fucking. That, it was just a weather balloon. Aliens don't exist.
Oh, he just put the salt in his shoe and took the Band-Aid off to let it out.
Yeah. No, sounds so easy.
Yeah, okay. Like, that's easier than him tapping into the salt dimension.
Chemtrails aren't... Don't joke about the salt dimension.
For a second, I was worried we were in the salt dimension. We were talking about wrestling.
Yeah, I was going to... Look, I was gonna make a joke about how like angels, like Sodom and Gomorrah, and God turned the whole town into salt or whatever. But I'm not religious at all. But yeah, wizardry fucking confuses me, and I don't get it. Okay, I don't get it. I don't like it. And I also don't like talking animals. So there's that.
Zootopia must have been fucking.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie. No, like Air Bud, get that out of here.
I don't think he doesn't talk
in that movie.
He talks never in Air Bud.
He absolutely does not talk. You've never seen Air Bud. You are a fake fan. He plays basketball.
He also plays baseball, football. He also plays soccer. And the Air Bud.
You seem to know a lot about Air Bud.
We're not talking about the Air Bud Extended Universe. Okay, that's not canon. Disney bought it.
It's the Air Bud multiverse. Air Buddies, the ones with all the little puppies, they all talk.
Yeah, that's not Air Bud.
And I know that because I worked in a video store.
Son of Air Bud.
And I've seen all the fucking Air Bud movies. Big Hoss.
Someone who hates them so much, you've seen all of them.
I had to watch them because people said, this movie didn't work. And I said, okay, I have to watch it at work now. Here comes Air Bud for the 15th time.
Yeah, you had to watch them. You definitely weren't in for that extended lore. Is this the secret? Did you grow distrustful of magicians because you had to watch the talking dogs play basketball? The wizard's familiar came and ruined human sports.
I'm telling you, you joke now.
I'll joke all the way to that guy guessing my card and walking through a wall. Fucking useless trick. The great magician war is upon us, and they know what we drew. Oh, no.
Well, thanks for shitting on
me. Hey, thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks if for you coming. Also are afraid of magicians, post about it in the chat.
I did want to bring up one more thing.
Oh, God.
Heart disease. It affects millions of Americans. Heart disease.
Make sure to brush your teeth, gingivitis. Make sure to spay and neuter your dogs and pets.
I was going to say, no cats.
Yeah. Cats kill the cats. Get fucked, cats.
What'd you say? Fuck your cats.
No, don't fuck your cat. Well, I mean, it's your property. You fuck whatever you want. What?
Nothing. Never mind. Nothing.
You guys want to talk a little bit about video games? Or no?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, okay, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Tell me about the Risk of Rain expansion.
I'll do Valhalla, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Okay, here we go. Fucking sucks. And it's too big, and I put 140 plus hours into it, and everything dies to everything that I fight, and there's just too much shit in that fucking game. Storylines suck in it. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Most of the time, all bad. Am I going to continue playing it? Yes. Am I going to beat it? Yes. But I'm really nervous that I'm going to have to put 200 fucking hours in this game to be able to beat it.
But is that because the game is just that much, or you're like completionist bullshit is kicking
in? If I don't unlock every piece of the map, or pick up every fucking supplies, or raid every fucking camp, then I haven't completed the game.
I feel like that's the start of your problem.
Yeah, I got some demons you gotta work out, my man.
I do, and it started with wizardry. No, the game is fine. Is it bad? Yes. Is it? Odyssey was much better than this game. I would even say
that. Did you beat Odyssey?
Yes, I've beaten every Assassin's Creed I've ever played, with the exception of Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah, the one we were playing together.
Exactly, and Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which I haven't played, but all the other ones I've played. So,
even the PSP games.
The ones that matter.
Okay, it's a little rude.
I mean, yeah.
I worked on those.
If it's on a hand, if a game's on a handheld, but it was originally, no, you didn't. You did not work on those games. You could have, but you didn't.
You wouldn't know. You didn't see the credits.
Yeah, I know that you wouldn't, because when that game came out, I think you were still in high school.
I'm allergic.
Allergic to school. That's right. I graduated early.
I'm allergic to your lies.
I got a doctor's note.
I got a magician's note.
Give me straight RXs.
Oh, no. I'm enjoying it. I think Nick, you have played it as well.
I have played it. I got on a fucking boat, got too close to the shoreline, and it accelerated the boat hard enough to kill me, because I just slammed into the shore, and it destroyed the boat and me. And it was real fucking dumb, and I've not laughed that hard over a video game in a long ass time. So, Valhalla is pretty okay. My problems are the same. Completionist bullshit is setting in, and I don't know if I'm having fun with the game or not.
But, or you're just trudging through it.
I don't know. And also, there's definitely a power creep where if you're a completionist dickhead, you definitely outlevel everything you're doing. So
nothing can struggle anymore. Everything's good. Right. You don't struggle the puzzles. The puzzles
and the bullshit platforming gets real fucking annoying real quick when you're like, you have to jump just the right fucking way, and your dude decides to be a jackass and just jump completely off a fucking cliff that you're climbing. Because what the fuck is gameplay anymore?
Yeah, it's very, very weird.
And also, I definitely have been looking at a guide to play that game so that I don't make up huge fucking decisions that will give me bad endings to it.
I don't do that. I look up, like, where the fuck do I find the Order of the Ancients or whatever.
No, that's fine. I look up how is this decision going to affect anything? If I decide to fuck this person, will it fuck up the game later on? And maybe, who knows?
when I went to Ireland, I just decided to fuck every person that was an option, because there's no way that my forever girlfriend in my town is ever going to find out. I justified it that way. I was like, look, I've been perfectly cool with this girl this whole time, but I went overseas. I went to Ireland, and I'm deep dicking everything.
I discovered myself after college.
No, that's exactly what it is. Like, anybody that came up to me and wanted to be like physical, whether it be man or woman, I didn't give two fucks. I was like, yeah, dude, let's get wet and wild. And so that's what happened. I came back and I was like, I love my girl. It's a stupid aspect of the game. I don't really think it does anything. I think it's just something funny to do. And but yeah, I will say that the imagery and shit is kind of cool. And I just, if you do the island quest, you can unlock the Gaibolg, the legendary spear in Gaelic mythology or Irish mythology and stuff. And that's what I've been using. Every three hits you get with it, a big lightning bolt comes down. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but you also paid money for that, didn't you?
No. It's the season pass thing. So okay, yeah, I guess I did pay money for it.
Yeah, I've not purchased anything other than the game, pretty much.
Yeah. That's a good storyline, the Irish one. It's got a whole another tree of like ancients you have to kill. Which is a little bit smaller, and the storyline's connected to their mythology, which is cool.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. Like the Norse stuff. I was not disregarding what you said. Well, no, that came off really douchey. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
But
it's fine.
No, it's been interesting. Like, the whole gameplay has been interesting.
Mike, your lady has played this game as well, right? But she didn't like it.
Yeah, no, she plays it, and then she goes, I'd rather play Odyssey than plays Odyssey.
Yeah, Odyssey, good game.
How many times has she beaten Odyssey?
Couple.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she's She's beaten it twice, I think, and she's on playthrough 3 now, because she went to play Valhalla and went, this is bad.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, and Carl, you've never played it, right?
No.
But you played a Creed game before, haven't you?
Yeah, the Aliens. They do at the. It's all about the aliens in the end.
Yeah. That's the Isu.
What?
Roll credits. Oh, bet you didn't realize it was an alien story.
The aliens, the Isu people that created the first.
I thought they were gods.
Well, yeah, but the gods are aliens. Like I mean, that's. It doesn't matter. Look up.
It doesn't YouTube fucking video. Matter. I've not played enough of the Assassin's Creed games to know.
I watched
the greater
movie with
Michael
Fassbender, and he was great.
Oh, do you like?
Wait, what? Is that movie bad or is it okay?
I thought it was a bad movie.
Compared to Wild Wild West, that was
better than Wild Wild West.
On par.
All right. Well, that's a ringing endorsement for it.
I just spit my fucking tea everywhere. God damn it.
Made you squirt.
I'm in.
All right. If that's going to make you squirt, let's just get a little taste of Elden Ring from Mike and Nick. Mike and Carl.
No, Mike and Carl. Like to play it.
Game's good.
I don't want them to spoil anything.
Back to you in the studio.
Back to you in the studio. Hey, Dustin?
Yeah?
You should play this game.
Elden Ring?
Dustin, you should stream that game.
If somebody bought it for me, I'd play it.
Okay, what platform do you want it on?
Steam. Can't say Switch.
Steam?
Steam, yeah.
Alright, post your link.
What link?
In the chat for your Steam.
I'm friends with you. You can do not buy me this stupid game.
Well, hold on a second. I'm getting mixed messages.
I don't want
to go back now.
If it is a gift and it appears, and I would say thank you and I would play it. That being said, I am really bad at those games. Like depressingly bad at those games. So
how would if you're buying it on Steam, I can't play it with you, but Mike can.
No, I'm playing on PS5.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you get it on PlayStation, Nick. We play together.
Yeah, but if I play it, Carl can play.
I'm probably... Wait, is it cross-platform?
It was on Steam. I thought it
is. It's cross-platform in the sense that you can do PS4, like PS5, yeah, okay. And Xbox, but you can't do Xbox, PlayStation, or PC and anything else.
I'm going to probably buy it for the PS4 because my PC sucks.
Fuck, I'd just buy it for the PS4 then.
You bought it for the PS4.
Don't lie. You're getting a PS5.
Sorry. True, I am gonna get one, but I'm not gonna do it like anytime soon. I will buy one when God of War comes out, because they might have like an exclusive God of War one that I might want to get. But that being said, no, I'm probably not good. I don't want to talk about it. Elden Ring, good game. That's what I hear from every person.
Elden Ring, good game. Yeah, Elden Ring is one of the probably the greatest game I've played this year. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Every new corner, I find new things. It's I cannot believe how big this game is and how unique everything still is and feels. Like it's unbelievable. I've put over 70 hours in this game, and I'm still seeing stuff for the first time that I've just never seen before.
Is there anything, Carl? Do you feel the same way about that?
Yes, good game.
he is doing his like. No, I don't want to talk about. I don't want to spoil anything. I know if I keep asking Mike, well, is there an aspect of the game that is different from the previous Souls games that have made it easier? Or yes. An aspect that you guys don't like in the game that is maybe new?
Something to make it easier is that you can... Okay, so everyone knows Dark Souls has boss fight, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Souls game have boss fight. Everyone knows that if you're on the internet, you can connect with people to play and to do multiplayer for boss fight, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say your friends aren't on and you can't find anybody to summon and you're having trouble fighting this boss. Don't worry. You can summon. There's like a million fucking NPCs you can summon for every single boss fight. So you literally somebody, if I really wanted to, I could summon a thing that will just fight the boss for me as long as I just don't die.
So, oh, like, really? So it's not like a special spell or something. It's a.
I mean, you have to find it. I had to find after a while. But like, you can summon four skeletons, and the skeletons work like the enemy skeletons, which means that if you don't hit them with holy damage, they come back to life. So if the boss doesn't do holy damage and doesn't hit them twice, the skeletons just keep reviving over and over again. And even just having one other person in a boss fight to distract the boss so you can heal is important. Yeah. So it makes the boss fights much easier if you want to go that route.
Usually finding those kind of NPC helpers, though, is after you beat a boss, though, right? You unlock, like, either that spell, or is it, like, just... randomly...
Like, here's the spirit of a jellyfish.
Oh, yeah, I saw Seth had that when we were watching him stream. He had a jellyfish.
The jellyfish is cool. She shoots poison. She lost her sister. I'm looking to see if I can find her sister to help reunite her.
Fuck. Hey, the way you guys describe it sounds so cool, but man, I just suck at the game.
I'm telling you, it's going to be good. And you can summon real people, so you get it on PlayStation, and me and Nick will summon you in. We'll get you. You can summon us in. We'll get there. We'll take you through. We'll show you how to really live. Or you get it on Steam, and you and Kiowa and Carl can all roll around and do the same thing.
Yeah. I advise getting it on console.
Oh, is it not good on Steam?
Well, it's just this way easier to hack on a computer.
Ooh, oh, yeah. You're dealing with players that are hackers, right? But if you don't click, that little icon, they can't jump into your game, right?
If you co-op with Mike or Nick on the console, or like, let's say you open up the co-op window, then they can invade your world. And then let's say the hacker hops in there and like drops an item. And let's just say the hacker then leaves. And let's just say you're like, oh, what's this item? Herp, herp, herp. And then that item is now in your save file. Now your character gets banned and you can't play the online no more. It's just real easy to be naughty in the PC world. And also, the summoning in the online is probably a little bit more smoother and easier in the console.
I haven't crashed.
So
okay. So well, there you
glad
go.
You guys are liking it.
Next episode, we're gonna get Elden Ring opinions from Nick and Dustin.
I am probably done.
Oh, sorry. I probably still won't be done with Assassin's Creed by then.
I think Assassin's Creed is being put on the back burner for Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah, definitely for you, not for me.
Why?
Because I told myself that's the only game I'm going to play until I beat it, and I've been sticking to my guns.
I have not turned on my PS4.
What other game? And Slay the Spire doesn't count.
I've seen photographic evidence you played some game in the night on Sunday.
That's a board game!
Games are games.
By the way, I'm gonna buy that board game. We're gonna play it. It's $60. It was really good. It was really fun. The Night Cage. It is really good. We would all like it.
Random note: We do need to get together in person at some point because I bought the expansion for Flashpoint.
Flashpoint. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking about that.
Play on a fucking submarine or.
I play John Locke. I blow it up. End of game.
We gotta play some more Gloomhaven, boys.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yes. Well, we gotta actually play it. Play it. Yeah. Online or
either. We just need to play it.
All right. Well, hey, that's all we got. Is there anything? Oh, there's a war going on.
There's a war going on for your mind.
Cares about that. There's a war. That's it.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Dustin, where can people find you if they're looking for more Dustin content? What's your Twitch?
They're looking for more Dustin content.
What's your Facebook? What's your MySpace?
Wait, no, real quick, Dustin, why were you talking about Flashpoint firefighter game to coworkers?
I was talking about coworkers. Just said that I enjoy playing that game. Because people were asking me, "Hey, what's a good board game?" And I said, "Pandemic's good."
If you're shit talking firefighter game, you're gonna have words.
No, never. Pandemic good. Sigurada.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Sigurada.
Sigurada good. Firefighter game good.
Kala.
And that's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's it. Those are the only good games.
They asked me too quick, and I was trying to think of board games that normies would play, because these are the people that play like Monopoly and Life. And other games like that. And so I said, well, Pandemic's kind of easy, but it's not at the same time.
Fucking normies.
Pandemic's easy. They Pandemic are normies. Easy. They're normies. They don't play, they never even heard of all the board games I told them about. So, and I'm not even a board game person.
Is chess for normies?
No, that's for Russians and computers.
Okay. Yeah, I think.
Enter 7.
But I mean, if I had to choose like a game that people know exists, chess and checkers would be the up there, and Clue. And Hungry Hippos.
How many people do you think have ever heard of Clue?
Millions. Like
the movie or the board
game? The board game.
Millions. Millions upon millions.
You think millions of people have heard of Clue?
Yeah, I'm going to say 62.8 million people have heard of it.
Are you ready for the big reveal?
Yes.
I don't have the answer for you. Oh, okay.
Hold on. I'm changing my number. Because 62-something million people isn't really that much. I'm going to say, because you're going to tell me like where Clue exists in the world, like and how many different languages or whatever.
I'm going to tell you that Clue is actually truly Cluedo because it's a British game.
Okay, and, so well,
Cluedo is the real name.
The British occupied most of the known world at one time, so.
But they didn't call it Clue.
That doesn't mean Clue was around for that long.
It means they would know what it's Cluedo, not Clue. So
they've been murdering people for hundreds of years. I'm going to say 383 million people know about it.
All right, let me run the numbers here.
Yep, go ahead.
All right, I've got the paper here.
That's the printer noise.
Hold on, I'm getting it off the paper.
Oh, there it is. Scantron. And
hold out. It says here,
does someone load a gun?
Four people have heard of Clue.
Shit.
And it's up to you to figure out who they are.
All right, go ahead and email us.
I'll three cards, everybody. They'll tell you which ones they aren't. Whichever ones are left in this envelope is the real people.
Do you think more people know about Guess Who than Clue?
Yes. And some people get confused and think you're talking about Guess Clue.
I hope you all have a wonderful night, guys. thanks for listening to this podcast.
Hey, have a safe and sane Christmas out there.
Safe and sane, as they say. The Juggalos say, you know,
whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop family.
Where do they go at?
Yeah. Take me to Devil's Pit.
Hey, why don't you Faye go fuck yourself?
All right, goodbye. Ha 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 ha